Bargaining with the Devil, When to Negotiate, When to Fight. Author, Robert Mnuchin. If someone does you wrong in business or in life, should you bargain with them or ignore them and go straight to warfare or litigation? This is actually a highly strategic question and one of the most challenging issues in any negotiation. If you attempt to make a deal with the other party, you are in effect legitimizing their authority and position. The answer depends on all kinds of different factors, but you should have a bias towards negotiating wherever and whenever possible. You'll increase the odds of achieving more if you do. Evil acts. In business terms, an act is evil if the perpetrator has deliberately set out to inflict harm, the result is serious and substantial harm, or there is no adequate justification or rationale for the harm. As a result, we either react intuitively based on our emotions and feelings about the issue at hand, or we analyze the situation and systematically evaluate the options before deciding. Both modes have their advantages and disadvantages. And it is when the two are used together in tandem that the greatest benefits can be derived. Intuitive decisions get to be made quickly, whereas analytical decisions take much more time and effort to reach an answer. Resolving conflicts. 1. Emotional traps. When making intuitive judgment calls, there are a number of traps which can lead you to refuse to negotiate when you probably should. Some of these traps are negative traps, promoting refusal, and others are positive, promoting negotiation. Tribalism and universalism. Tribalism is an appeal to group identity. Its opposite is universalism, which is a belief that people are essentially the same, irrespective of their backgrounds, race, culture, interests, history, or group identity. Demonization and rationalization. Demonization means you view the other party as being evil, rather than doing something inadvertently. The opposite extreme of demonization is rationalization, or believing that when the other party acts badly, they are subject to external pressures and therefore should be easily forgiven. Dehumanization and rehabilitation. Dehumanization means you see the enemy as being outside the normal moral order. The opposite of dehumanization is a belief that everyone can be rehabilitated or redeemed, and therefore they should be given the opportunity to do the right thing. Moralism and shared fault. Moralism is closely aligned to self-righteousness. It arises when we see ourselves as totally blameless and innocent, while the other party is completely to blame. The opposite end of the spectrum is to always assume there is a fault on all sides, and therefore responsibility for the conflict is shared. Zero-sum and win-win. Zero-sum thinking involves seeing the world in terms of a competition. When one side wins, the other side, by definition, loses. The opposite end of the spectrum from this is to assume that a win-win outcome is possible in every situation and every negotiation. Fight or flight and appeasement. When confronted, your first reaction might be to either charge headfirst into battle. Or else readily concede what's at stake and flee. Its opposite is assuming that it's always far better to negotiate than it is to face a battle. Call to battle and call for peace. A call to battle is where a leader frames the issue at hand as something of a holy war, claiming that this imperative is best for the group as a whole, but you discover that it serves the leader's own political interest first and foremost. The opposite extreme is when a leader issues a universal call for peace, which suggests avoiding conflict is always the most sensible course of action. Both negative and positive emotional traps can lead to all kinds of unhelpful knee-jerk reactions. Usually the negative traps exaggerate the costs of negotiations and underestimate the benefits, whereas the positive traps do the opposite. If you can recognize when your thinking is clouded by these traps and acknowledge them, you can work to try and offset their influence. 2. Cost and benefits. Figure out what your costs and benefits are and determine whether benefits outweigh the costs. Repeat the same exercise from your opponent's perspective. By anticipating what their corresponding costs and benefits will be, you'll get a feel for other options which might be acceptable to your opponent. 3. Ethics. Issues of recognition and implied legitimacy come into your decision. You'll be worried about whether negotiating will set a bad precedent or impact on your reputation. You might also be concerned that by agreeing to negotiate, you're implicitly condoning poor past behavior and thereby encouraging it to arise in the future. This tension between pragmatic demands and moral preferences will always exist. Personal morality shouldn't override a rational analysis favoring negotiation, even with the devil. Should you negotiate? Ask yourself 5 questions. 1. What are the interests and key issues at stake for all the different parties? Rather than thinking in terms of entrenched positions, start by figuring out what each party's underlying interests are. 2. What alternatives to negotiation exist, look viable, and potentially enforceable? Try to get a sense of what your choices will be if you were to decide to step back from the negotiating table. 3. What are the costs to each side if they do enter into negotiations? Any negotiation will always impose costs, regardless of whether a deal is reached or not. 4. Are there potential agreements which would be better for all sides rather than negotiating? You need to figure out what actions you could take if the negotiations go nowhere in order to know how hard you should push. For each alternative, project what the possible outcomes would be. Then identify which alternative looks best and keep that in mind when negotiating. Figure out what their options are as well, so you have a sense of how badly they need to make a deal with you. 5. If a deal is reached, what are the odds it will actually be enforced? Whenever you negotiate with another party, you have to decide how trustworthy they are. Will they honor any agreement which is reached? Is it binding for them or just optional? General guidelines. Whether or not you choose to bargain with the devil always involves some form of dynamic tension between a desire to move forward and the necessity to give the other party something they don't in fact deserve. There are 4 general guidelines you should keep in mind. 1. Be systematic in evaluating the expected costs and benefits of negotiation. Your first inclination will probably be to fight, which makes it easy to jump to the conclusion that negotiation is out of the question. To avoid that, force yourself to figure out the answers to 5 key questions. 1. Who are the parties involved, and what are their respective interests and priorities? 2. What are the alternatives to negotiation, which are available to each side? 3. What would the costs to each party be if negotiations are attempted? 4. What potential agreements would best serve the interests of both parties? 5. If a deal is in fact reached, would both parties live up to it? 2. Never do an analysis alone. Get advice from others in evaluating alternatives. You have to expose your reasoning to people whose opinions you respect in order to come up with a robust decision. Bring in people who don't have the emotional baggage you do and get their advice. 3. Have a bias in favor of negotiation, but make it rebuttable. If you do your cost and benefit analysis and it looks like a tie, then go ahead and negotiate. Have a bias towards negotiation. This can overcome any subtle effects of the mental traps. You also have to be careful that you're not being selective and only looking for evidence which justifies the conclusion you want to reach. Being biased in favor of negotiation balances this risk. 4. Don't allow your own moral beliefs to color a pragmatic assessment of benefits. When you're acting on behalf of an organization, you have to be very careful when you choose to let your own moral judgment override what could be termed a more pragmatic assessment of the realities of your situation. Should you bargain with the devil? A one-sentence answer to this question would be, not always, but more often than you feel like it. Not always, because I reject categorical claims that you should always be willing to negotiate. More often than you feel like it, for 2 different sets of reasons. First, the negative traps and strong emotions can make you feel like fighting when clear-headed analysis would demonstrate that you should negotiate. The second relates to morality. You may feel that choosing to negotiate would violate a moral principle you hold dear or be inconsistent with your sense of self. In the very hardest cases, you may feel deeply torn between the principled choice and the pragmatic one. When one is forced to choose between the two, I lean heavily in favor of pragmatism, but I want to acknowledge how painful that choice can be. I have empathy for this desire to punish those who have wronged us. I share it. When we are caught between the demands of principle and pragmatism, what we really need to ask ourselves is, to what extent should we look backward, and to what extent should we focus on the future? There's often an inescapable tension between achieving justice for past wrongs and the need for resolution. This is a bitter pill to swallow.